Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yimori, Rav David Tzvi, ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Beis. A special thank you once again to Rav Mordechai and Stephanie for hosting us for the beautiful Siyam last night. Really, thank you to everyone for coming. It meant so much. A beautiful evening of Kavanah Torah. A beautiful evening of Chizuk and inspiration. And this morning we begin Maseches Kiddushin. I don't know if everybody saw the text from this morning yet, but Rabbi Storch, my good friend, likes to say that he loves jet lag. He loves jet lag because you're so much more productive when you have jet lag. So I just came up from Eretz Yisrael a couple of days ago, so I'm still on jet lag. My mom woke up at 3:30. Kiddushin is like my hometown. Kiddushin is my hometown. I mentioned when I was in the 7th grade in Chinuch Atzmai Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Talmud Torah, Beit Vegan. So we learned 40 blot of Kiddushin. Then I learned Kiddushin again in 11th grade with Mordechai Willig. And then when I went to KBY, my Shana Aleph, I learned Kiddushin. And then, in MTA, I taught Kiddushin. We'll hear about that in 1 minute. In MTA, we taught Kiddushin my last year there. So my first year in DRS, taught Kiddushin again. So Kiddushin's been a little bit of a good friend of mine. They used to say a joke, I don't know if it's true, that when you get up to Shemayim, so you know everybody has their Masechta. That's what they say. I mean, I think all of Shas is great, has their Masechta. But anyway, a good morning to Dr. Joe, and to Gershon Eitan, and to Tzvika, and to Avram David, and to Shlomo David, and to Mordechai, and a special good morning, Avram Simcha, you're going to like this, but a special good morning to Binyamin, Rafael, Michelle. So 11, it was 26 years and 11 months and 2 weeks ago. Almost 27 years to the day. Binyamin, Rafael, Michelle sat down in my 1996-97 last year, fifth year of teaching at MTA, and he was learning Maseches Kiddushin. He brought this morning, he was in Muncie, and he saw under our Brazil status that I'm beginning Maseches Kiddushin this morning, so he figured he's going to drive in from Muncie. So he drove in from Muncie for this morning's shiur. Welcome, Binyamin Rafael. I like to say, I mentioned in shiur a couple of days ago that I was sitting next to a rabbi masqueraded as a doctor. Binyamin Rafael is a rabbi who masquerades as an attorney. And he's a big Talmud Chacham, and it's a schuss to have him here in the shiur this morning. He learned Kiddushin with me 27 years ago in MTA. Not to be outdone, Chanachenech was, you know, Ksuvis 32 years ago in MTA, okay, whatever. But anyway, good morning to Yitzhak Aryeh, and to Chanachenech, and to Rav Dov Binyam Rishnei Zalman Dana Kohen, and to Yisrael Moshe, and to Mordechai. Remind me again, what's your Chavrusa from this morning, what's his name? Alon. Thank you, Alon, for joining us. What's his middle name? Okay, Alon, what's your middle name? All right. He doesn't have one, he's upstairs. Okay. Good morning to Avram Moshe and to Avram Yehuda. And you said to Avram Simcha, hold on, Avram Simcha, how many years ago did you sit in my shiur? Was that the same year? A year older. 1995. What did we learn together, Avram Simcha?
Shavuos.
Okay. Avram Simcha joining us from 1995 this year, from Maseches Shavuos. And to Dr. Dan. Great to see you. And Reuven from Harrisburg. Thank you for joining. Okay, Rabosai, a brief introduction to Maseches Kiddushin. Brief introduction. So, Maseches Kiddushin, of course, the primary topic is to discuss marriage, but not only, and kinyanim, not just kinyan of Kiddushin, but also all kinyanim in general. It's interesting that marriage is a kinyan, we'll talk about that at length, but it also talks about other kinyanim in Judaism, kinyanim of an Eved Kanani, Kinyan of an Eved Ivri, Shivcha Knanis, Kinyani Karka, Kinyani Mitaldlin, and also at the end, Inyana Yuchsin. Now we know that Kiddushin is called a Kinyan. We're going to see the first parak is called Aisha Niknes. It's called a Kinyan. But a famous story, Rabbi Mordechai Willig learned in Yeshivat Karim B'Yavne in 1967. And they were learning Maseches Kiddushin. And one of his first trips into Yerushalayim was like the 3-hour bus ride from KBY to Yerushalayim. He was carrying, like a good yeshiva bachur, he was carrying his big Gemara Kiddushin. And the first page, I just learned in Aisha Niknes. So it was a Chiloni woman sat next to him, sat down on the bus next to him from Karim Yav to Yerushalayim. It was Bein Hazman, and when he was going in, so he had his Gemara. So she look like all good people on buses. You look over and see what's the other person reading, and the woman sees that the first words of the Masechta are Yisha Niknes. So this woman turns to Rabbi Mordechai Wilk and says, "Mazot omeret haYisha Niknet." What does it mean the woman is acquired by the husband? What kind of religion is this that the woman is acquired by the husband? So we're going to learn the whole Masechta. We're going to learn, even though it's formally a Maisa Kenyan, the woman is not Chas V'Shalom owned by the husband. Although there is a Tosef Rosh on top of Beis and Beis that sounds a little bit like nobody else says like that. That's a collector's item, Tosef Rosh. But no, even though it's called Kenyan, the woman is not owned by the husband. It's a Maisa Kenyan that creates a matzav of Ishus. We're going to speak about that. Even though the way it happens, the Torah ordains them is by a Kenyan, but the relationship that ensues between husband and wife is not a Kenyan at all. Nobody owns anybody. The husband doesn't own the wife. The woman doesn't own the husband. When we say Kiddushin, of course, Kenyan refers in our Masechta to Erusin. And the Lashon Chachamim is Kiddushin. These all mean the same thing, the Kenyan, the Erusin, the Kiddushin. And the Gemara is going to say, the Asala Kulyama Kehektish, that a woman, first of all, the relationship that ensues is like Hektish, it's Kiddusha, Kiddushin. And she's also around the rest of the world like Hektish. The Hamikdavar writes that by Sota, the Torah already uses the word Me'ila. So you see, Sota is considered like Me'ila Behektish. So from there, Chazal understood that Kiddushin is language of Hektish. Now, Kiddushin is the last Masechta in Seder Nashim. And one of the things that we've been talking about, we talked about it yesterday a little bit at the Siyam, why does Kiddushin come after Gittin? So the joke is, not a joke, but Chazal say that Hashem was Makdim Refuah Lamaka, right? That's what he said last night, that you have to first, but Rabbi Storch said to me this morning, he said to me this morning, a very beautiful idea. There's something deeper in that, Chazal Makdim the Refuah Lamaka, that first you got to learn about Gittin before you understand Kiddushin, because if a person wants to appreciate marriage and the sanctity of marriage, you have to realize that divorce is fully cutting off. Only when you can appreciate that divorce means you're fully cut off from the person, that there's no going back. Of course, there's machzor grushah, so it's a mitzvah to bring back. But the level of krisis of divorce makes a person appreciate the holiness of marriage. And we'll speak about that a little bit more as we go through the Masechta. But the Rambam writes the reason why Kiddushin is after Gittin is because the Pasuk writes it like that. The Pasuk says, V'yotzmi beiso, v'halcha v'haiso lish acher. Frek the Kiddushin ma'arich, what do you mean? But the beginning of that Pasuk is, ki yikach ish isha. What's the Rambam talking about? That comes earlier. So the Rambam elsewhere writes that we start with Yuvama Seder Nashim because you could force Yibum. So just like you could force Yibum, you could force a get, but there's no such thing as forcing marriage. So I thought, what do you mean? We just learned yesterday, what do you mean there's no such thing as forcing marriage? There is one place the Torah forces marriage, that's by rape. Right? When you rape a woman, the Torah forces you to marry her. So I'm not sure what the Rambam means. The Tosfos Chadashim writes that it's a hint to what Shmuel says in Masechta Yevamos HaMechal on Beis. Even if a person has a lot of kids, he's not allowed to be without a woman, not allowed to be without married. So Rebbe is being Meramis us in Shas, even after you get divorced, make sure you get married, because you shouldn't be alone without a wife. So says the Tosfos Chadashim. The Me'iri writes, in the Zman of the Gaonim, they actually learned Kiddushin before Gittin, because of everything that everyone else was saying, because Kiddushin is so fundamental, you got to first know about Kiddushin before you can know how to end the marriage. Anyway, Kiddushin is Erusin. This is the first stage of marriage, Al Pi Dinei HaTorah. It's not like the engaged of today, right? People use say Erusin means to be engaged. It's got nothing to do, no reminiscence, living or dead, to what we call engaged today. Engaged today has almost zero halachic ramifications, but the Erusin of the Gemara, Kesef Shtar and Bia, that's Kiddushin Midoraisa. She's usher the whole rest of the world Midoraisa. She needs a get Midoraisa. Midorabanan, she's still usher with marital relations until Nisuin, which is called in the Lashon of the Gemara Chuppah, and that's why by the Birkas Erusin we say, V'asa alanu esa arusos, because when you're only engaged, you're not allowed to engage in marital relations. No pun intended. V'af, and even if you're Mekadisher with Bia, so Bia still, even your Mekadisher with Bia, it's still also to have relations till after Nisuin. That's why Meseches Kala begins with Kala Belo Bracha Asur Labayla Kenida. It means Birkas Nisuin, you have to wait for the Sheva Brachas. In the times of the Gemara, there was 1 year between Erusin and Nisuin to prepare. Bizmanenu, the ring is the Erusin, And then we do the Kriyas HaKsuba to make a little bit of a break between the Eirsin and the Nisuin. And then we do Sheva Brachas, which is the Nisuin under the Chuppah. What's the reason for the mitzvah of Kiddushin? The Sefer HaChinuch writes, so that the husband and wife should know exactly what you said before, that it's not just about znus. It's not about znus, it's about a relationship. So you got to give a ring, you got to do shtar. So you should realize it's not just about the marital relations, right? These young kids, before they get married, all of us, when we got married, we thought it was just all about that. But we understand, as you marriage, when you get married, you understand that it's not about derech znus, it's a permanence. It's a relationship. That's why there's got to be a ring, it's got to be a shtar. You should understand that it's not just about the relations. And the guide to the woman, she shouldn't be mezana. There's an inyan of kinyan. The husband has to do the act of erisin, not the woman. He has to speak harem kodeshously. You need two witnesses. Machlok is a rishonah where they need dibur by shtar. We'll see in a minute. Rashi on the Rif says you do need it. Today, kiddushei kesef, the minig is to use a ring. It's got to be a simple ring, so the value is known. Why do we use a ring? Apizor, there's some mystical reasons. The Sefer Chinuch writes, no. She should remember at all times that she belongs to the husband. She shouldn't have eyes for other people, so she has the ring to remind you. That's why the minhag is to be mekadesh with a ring. So says the Sefer Chinuch, that she should have a reminder all the time. The Mordechai writes, in the name of the Beis Shmuel quotes the name of the Mordechai, that the reason is that we don't want to be mekadesh with money. Beis Shmuel quotes, Beis Shmuel is the commentary on the Evan Ezer, quotes the Mordechai, why don't we use money nowadays? Because her mind will be on the Suras HaMatbea, and the Matbea is Nifsal. Just one more observation, and we'll get into it. Machlok is to be shown him what is Chuppah, the second stage. The Rambam quotes, bring her into her house and have Yichud. The Rambam says you don't need Yichud, just bring her into her house. That's where Shechter is Machbid, that a wedding cannot be having Suras HaPesach, because it's mamish like a house, so the chuppah has to be on top of like beams, right? Sometimes you see people aren't careful about that. Rav Shechter is careful about it. And the Prisha, and it's also called in the name of the Mordechai, that the chuppah is really the badekin. We're bringing, putting the veil on top of the woman. That's why we do that as well. Ravan Lichtenstein is machbid that the Eid Kedushin should wash the badekin at all, because according to those sheets, is that the badekin is real also. The badekin is real marriage. That's why you should do it. And finally, Birchas Erisin is bepashtus of Birchas HaMitzvah. There's a whole discussion. How come the Masada Kedushin makes it and not the Chasan? Birchas Nisuin is Sheva Brachas Bizmanenu. It's a little bit strange that we actually do the Chuppah before the Kedushin, because you walk into the Chuppah before the Nisuin. We'll talk about before the Erisin. We'll talk about that when we get to it. Okay. This is all the introduction. I told you, I was warning you. I was up since 3:30, so a little longer than usual introduction, but it's a short daf, so we will still, Bez Hashem, keep to our 40-minute usual. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Ha'isha Niknes, B'shalosh Drachim. A woman can be acquired in three ways. V'kones Atzma B'shtei Drachim. And she acquires herself in two ways. What are the three ways? Niknes, bekesef, b'shtar, ubebia. A woman can be acquired in kesef, like we said, and with a shtar, even though the shtar is not worth a pruta. So it says Rashi, the shtar can be less than a pruta. And the Meiri writes in the name of Chachmei Hador, I think this is a misprint here, that you don't have to, there's no dibur required by shtar, Hareyam Gadeshli, because the shtar itself says Hareyam Gadeshli. However, he quotes in the name of his Rabbeim, no, even by shtar, you have to say harei at mekudeshesli. And Rashi, interestingly, Rashi here doesn't mention it, but if you look at Rashi on the Rif, Rashi says that when you have a shtar, Rashi on the Rif says you have to also have speech. What's the root of the dispute? L'chayra, the root of the dispute, what's the function of dibur by kiddushin? Is the function of dibur so that people should know what's going on? If that's the function, it says it in the shtar, everybody knows. But no, you could also say that dibur just might be a formal part of the ma'aseh kedushin that's required. Even if everybody knows what's going on, you still have to have dibur. That's the chor that you saw to machlokas. We'll discuss that a lot around that vav. By a sukkah ba'oso inyan, maybe certain cases you don't need dibur, because dibur is just a function to provide people to know what's going on. So if everybody knows what's going on, maybe you don't even need dibur. We'll talk about that later on. And furthermore, now, bebia. So Rashi says, what do you have to say, says Rashi? You have to say to her, Hiskad Shili Bebiya Zu. Now, what exactly do the Edom have to watch when it comes to Bia? What exactly do the Edom have to watch? So the Meiri quotes three opinions. No, they just have to see the Yichud. And the Rambam passes like that in the Chassidus as well. Then the Meiri quotes a second opinion that no, even if you don't say that this Yichud is Letzarech Kedushin, it's still a good Kedushin. If he says that I want to be Mesiachid with you, because we assume the Bia happened and the Bia was L'shem Kedushin, because Chazak in Eldam also be L'as be L'as Nus. The Rambam in the Perish of Mishnah says a third opinion, the Edom Mamish have to see the Bia. Oh boy. Rambam in Perish of Mishnah, Edom have to watch the actual Maisa Bia. We don't say Chazakah that the Yichud led to Bia. Afilo, Im Amar L'shem Tesiachid Imo L'tzorach Kedushin, it's not enough that they just see the Yichud, Imam Mamish have to see the Bia itself. Now, why does the Mishnah quote it in this order? Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Well, the Pasuk says, Ki yikach ish isha uve'ala. First the Kesef, and then the Bia. And Shtar is more like Kesef because it applies to many other kinyanim. Furthermore, usually we are Mekadish with Kesef and Shtar, and it's also to be Mekadish with Bia. The Gemara is going to say, Rav man get a man the Mekadosh Bebiya. It's not a good idea. Why? Same thing we've been talking all along. Because people who Mekadosh Bebiya, what are you showing? That you think the whole thing's just about the Bia. And that's not what it's about. It's a relationship. It's got to be Reya Mahuvim, not just Chasim Vekala. Reya Mahuvim, that's why Rav man get it. It's a Pritzusa, the Gemara says. So that's why the Rashba writes, the Ritva writes, that the reason why it's Kesef and Shtar first and then Bia is because Bia is the least desired way of performing the Kiddushin, because then you're showing that you don't get what it's all about. So says Riff. Okay. Bekesef, Beshame Omrim, Bedina, Beshavadina, Beshil Omrim, Bepruta, Uveshave Pruta. Why does Beshame say you need more money? The Gemara later on is going to give a number of reasons. A woman is Makbit, she's not going to be Miskadesh, she's Machaz Medinar. Or we learn that from Kesef Amar of Rio, where it's not enough for the Pruta, so it makes sense to bump it up to a dinar. Or Chacham were Masaking, Shlo Yibnos Yisrael Kehefker. We don't want women to be acquired with something so little, because again, it demeans the whole process. V'kama Yipruta, Echad Mishum Yisrael Talki. How much is Pruta? 1/8 of an Italian Isar. The Gemara never says how much is a dinar, says Tosfos. So look at the Tosfos Kami Pruta. Hadlam Farsh Kamu Dinam Shantina Yodin Kama. Everybody knew it was 1/24 of the initial Zav. However, Pruta, sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. Furthermore, that the words of Pruta Shitas Beis Hillel, and since we follow Beis Hillel, we want to understand Beis Hillel a little bit more than Beis Shammai. V'kones Atzma Beget Uvamisa Sabal. A woman acquires herself with a get. We just spent the whole Masechta learning about that. Uvemisa sabal, and when the husband dies, she goes free. Hayivama nicknames bibia. Yivam is quite a bia. Midrabanan, of course. Yibam also can be quite with mamar, which disqualifies her from the other brothers. But that's only a din the rabanan. The Mishnah is talking about dinim d'oraisa. The konas atzum bechalitz misayavam. But also, if the yavam were to give her a get, that also disqualifies her midrabanan. Al Shara Achim but Midoraisa, she only acquires herself with Chalitza or Misas Ha Yavam. Says the Gemara, Ha'isha Niknes. Maishna Hacha the Tani Ha'isha Niknes. O Maishna Hasam, the beginning of the second paragraph, says the Tani Ha'ish Mikadesh. Why does the second paragraph begin with the language of Kiddushin? And here we talk about Kenyan, answers the Gemara, Mishim de Kabay Le Misne Kasef. Because one of the three kinyanim is going to be kesef, money. V'kesef minolon gamar kicha kicha mistei Ephron. And where is the source of kinyan kesef? We learn it out. Kicha kicha from buying a field mistei Ephron. K'sivacha ki yikach yeshisho k'sivasim nasad kesef asad kach m'yani. We're going to come back to that on Daf Dalet. So I'm not going to talk about that too much right now. V'kicha ikrei kinyan d'ksiv hasada. And purchasing a field is called a kinyan. Therefore, Tani Aisha Niknes. interesting that the whole source is Kicha, Kicha, Miste Ephron. They say a funny joke. Not a funny joke, but right, why is the source of Kinyan Kesef from the purchase of Ephron? Because by Ephron, both parties thought they were getting the better end of the deal. Right? So marriage, that's the way marriage, a good marriage is supposed to be. Both parties think that they're getting the better end of the deal. I got to marry such an amazing girl. And the girl thinks, I got to marry such an amazing guy. So Ephron, right? Ephron thought he was getting the better end of the deal because he nailed him for 400 zuz. But Avram Avinu knew that he was getting the better end of the deal. Chevron. So the Kicha comes to Ephron. Oh, okay, but the Gemara is going to say in a few moments, V'tani taite atu chadon. So as in one of my favorite tosis in my Rebbe, Reb Mendel Lachman, taught this tosis to me. The rugged shaver, the word from the rugged shaver, take a look to the third tosis at the end of the page. Mishum dekabay lemistei kesef. Frek tosis, v'hocha lo shayach lemifrach, V'tani taite atu chadon, to the parach lekaman. The Gemara in a few moments is going to ask, okay, very nice. Why does he use the language of Kenyan? Because kesef is Kenyan. Okay, that's only one out of the three. What about Shtar and Bia? So you're going to tell me that Gemara uses a language of Kenyan just because one out of the three is a language of Kenyan? Satos has two answers to the Kasha. My boy said, you hear the Kasha? I'm sorry. Sometimes in Kiddush I'm going to go too fast because I know it. It's the one Masechta that I happen to know. So I have to assume that everybody, I sometimes make the mistake of assuming that everybody else knows it also. Again, let's take that slower. Tosis has a kasha. What did the Gemara just say? Why is he using the language of Kenyan? It's because of Kesef. Okay, but that's only one out of the three. What about Shtar and Bia? Why are you using a language of Kenyan just because of Kesef? That's Tosis kasha. V'chol shayach l'mifra yitzanoi ta'at yat t'chod yigam v'chol l'kaman d'loshin Kenyan shayach nami b'shtar u'bia. No, Tosis says the language of Kenyan also makes sense by Shtar and Bia. That's answer number one. So the language of Kenyan is not just about Kesef. Shtar and Bia are also called a Kenyan. Inami, answer number two. Bishtar nami ashlashakin dichsiv vo'echach ha-sefer ha-mikna. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that he took the sefer ha-mikna, the document of purchase. So in other words, it's not really one against two. It's two against one. Oh, Zuck, my Rebbe, Reb Mendel Blachman, when I learned with him Maseches Kedushin when I was 17 years old. How many years ago was that? 39 years ago, I think. 39 years ago. What's the 2 days in Tosis? So the Ragged Shavar writes, according to the first day of Tosis, B is also called the Kenyan. The second day of Tosis, no, Kesef Mishtar called the Kenyan, B is not called the Kenyan. That's a dispute about, is Bia a regular Maisa Kenyan like Kesef and Shtar? Or no? Kesef and Shtar are a Maisa Kenyan. Bia is a whole different animal. Bia is just, you start the Matzav Ishes. Bia is not a Maisa Kenyan in the classic sense. Bia is where you just start the marriage. You start the relationship. We all can feel instinctively that Kesef and Shtar is a different type of Kenyan than the Kenyan Maisa Bia. Different type of thing. So let's say the Ragged Shavar writes, it's similar to Chazaka, by a field. How do you acquire a field? By showing ownership over the field. How do you start a marriage? By starting the union, by starting the intimate relationship. So that's the 2 days in Tosis. The first day in Tosis holds that no, Bia is like a dry Maisa Kenyan, like Kesef and Shtar. But the second day in Tosis holds, no, Kesef and Shtar, that's a Maisa Kenyan. Bia is used, the way that marriage works is you jump right into the Matzav Ishus. Showing us that it's not really a Maisa Kenyan in this classic sense like Kesef and Shtar. That's why there might be differences in terms of Eidus by Bia, Nidibur by Bia. That's why there's a lot of differences. Maybe you'll see in the Halach as we learn on that maybe Bia might be a fundamentally different type of Kenyan than Kesef and Shtar. It's more like Chazaka that you're just showing ownership, but you don't show ownership. You show the relationship. You show the intimacy in the relationship, and the relationship ensues from the relationship. You start the relationship. It's a different way that the Torah has for beginning the way. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, "Vinisne hasam ha'ish kone." Okay. So why does it say over there Kiddushin? Let it say over there Ish kone. Answer the Gemara. Meikara in our Mishnah Tani Lishna Daraisa, language of the Torah. Olu Besof in the second parak Tani wanted to teach us also Lishna Darabana, the language that the rabbis had for Kiddush, like we said before. Umay Lishna Darabana, why is Kiddushin called Kiddushin by the rabbis? The Asa Allah Kulayama Kehekdish, that he has forbade her on the entire world like Hekdish. Says the Gemara. V'nisnei hacha ha'ish kone. Why is it focused on the woman? Ish nickname. Over there it says ha'ish mekadesh. So let it say over here ish kone. Answer the Gemara. Should go by listnei seifa v'kone es atzma b'dida. We want to make the Mishnayos parallel to make them easier to remember. Tananami reisha b'dida. Don't forget Torah Shebaal Peh. V'nisnei ha'ish kone umakne. That the man acquires and allows the woman to acquire herself. It's the Gemara Mishum Deka Misa Sabal Delav Iu Kamakne Min Shmayu to Kamakne Le. It's not the man who gives the woman over to herself when he dies. It's Hashem who does it. So we prefer to focus on the woman because the woman is doing the acquisitions of herself. Yeah.
Never occurred to me, but Tani Lishna Deraisa Lesof Tani Lishna Derabanan. Why are we so excited to even bring Lishna Derabanan at all? I understand that if we had to bring Lishna Derabanan, then it makes sense. The Rice first, the Derabanan second. But we almost take it as a given that we want to get Lishna Derabanan. Why do we need Lishna Derabanan? Just say each kone.
Oh.
I mean, if we bring Lishna Derabanan.
So L'chaira, the Torah is okay, as long as it's not me. The Torah, so good, very good point. So they asked that question. I was actually looking for that before. Oh. The Kevan, since Midrabanan, first of all, two things. Listen to this from Binyamin Rafal, great question. So Binyamin Rafal is asking why the rabbis need a language of Hekdesh at all. So maybe it's to teach this din that you should remind the girl that she's still like Hekdesh until after the Nisuin. They want the Dafka use language of Hekdesh to show her that she's off limits, even to the husband. She's off limits. So they wanted to accomplish something. Kenyan, she's mine. That's it. People would forget it was just the language of Kenyan. You would think, boom, she's totally mine right away. In order to, the rabbis Dafka, who says this? Achron, say for all emotion. Kevin Rabban Asura Lo, Hekdesh. Lirmos al kach. Wow, beautiful. Shkach. That's exactly what I wanted to say. I was looking for it before I couldn't find it. Shkach or binyam rafal. Okay.
What is interesting is Tosfos is actually kind of saying a little bit of a different. He was saying slightly different. He said, Haran, Dosu al kuleyam kehegdish is Haran, Kudeshon Shemayim, Vyosa Shemayim. She's mizumenously, she's yuchedously.
It's more the other way. Right. Kiddush could also mean, right, Tosfos says mizumenis. Kadosh in a different sense, not like sanctified, but I'm preparing her for me. Yeah, good, excellent. Says the Gemara, V'bayisema, another answer. So let's remember. So the Gemara wanted to know, why does it say ha'isha nikneis and not ha'ish kone? So the first answer is, since the end is bedida, say bedida. V'bayisema, another answer, no. Itana ha'ish kone, if it would have said the man acquires Hava mina fil bal karcha. Wouldn't it have a hava mina that a man could acquire the woman against her will? Tana isha nikneis, the midaitin shlomi dat talo. Frecht all the Rishonim, what kind of hava mina is this? That you could acquire a woman against her will? So, it's a famous Rashba. Okay, I'm not going to say the word famous anymore. It's famous to me because I learned Kedushin 100 times. But okay, there's a Rashba. The Rashba says, v'ishtamitse. Those who ask this question forgot the Gemara and Baba Basra. The Gemara and Baba Basra says, you put a gun to a guy's head and say, sell me your property or I'll kill you. Sell me. I'll pay you $1 million for it. And it's worth only half a million. But you don't want to sell. Put a gun to the guy's head. I'll make a deal you can't refuse. Sell me the property. Says Gemara, Toyu v'zavin. Sameimar says, Zvine zvine. And Toyu v'kaddish. If you force a girl to get married, it's a good marriage according to Ameimar. Because the Gemara says, Agav unse gomer makne. You think she wants to get... She said yes. Believe me, she said yes. She's got a gun to her head. You'd say yes too. She would now. If she hates the guy with the gun, she'd rather die. I'd rather die than be married to this guy. If she goes kicking and screaming, says the Rashba, everybody would be, there'd be no Havamina. The whole Havamina is only, tell you of his ovens, vina zinim. But we hold like Rav Ashi in the Gemara Bava Basra disagrees with that. Meimar says, no. It's not a good marriage because who asa shalai kohigan Lefikach osin shelo v'afkina rabban lekedushim minei. The Gemara says the rabbi said, you're an idiot. You forced the girl to marry. You're an idiot. So we uproot the marriage. So Rav Ashi will have to learn like the other answer in our Gemara. Like the other answer in our Gemara. That the reason why it says Yesh Kona is because since the end is B'didah, it's time to say B'didah. So that's actually a machlokas, the Rashba points out. But it's only if she ends up saying yes that we would have a Havamina that would work. Lamaskana, we say even if she ends up saying yes, it doesn't work. Because like Rav Ashi over there says, Hu asa shlo kahogen, and therefore you're an idiot by forcing the girl to marry you. So the rabbis uprooted the Kiddushin where you force the girl to marry. But actually, really, it does work. The Gemara says in Baba Basa, it's machlokas. Ameimar says it does work. Rav Ashi says it doesn't work. Over there. What about if you force the husband to marry the girl? So the Rambam writes, if you force the husband to marry, the Rambam, the Baal Iter, who says what? Give me a second. The Rambam writes, it's a good marriage. Says the Baal Iter, no. Tell you, you could force somebody to sell, but you can't force somebody to buy. Zok the Rashba, he thinks the Rambam is more correct. Because if the reason why we say if you force somebody to buy, if you force somebody to sell, it works because agavon segami or makni, it's a kavachomer. If you force somebody to buy, he's getting a girl. He's getting a girl in the process, so kavachomer should work. Anyway, it's machlokas, the Ram and the Balayitur. Okay, let's finish up. Says the Gemara. Now, the rest of today's daf, just so you should know, some of the Rishonim say that this was like added in later. By the Saburai, this wasn't even really part of the original Gemara. It's like very strange. Kind of the rest of today's daf and the beginning of tomorrow's daf, it's all not usual the way Gemara operates. Anyway, but it's just interesting. Some actually legit sources say it was added in later. We showed him. Say that. Okay. Says Gemara. Umayir did tani shalosh. Listenay shlosha. Why does it say shalosh drachim? Usually the Gemara talks in the male form. Shlosha. So why does it say the female shalosh? It should say the male shlosha. Answer the Gemara. Shouldn't the Gemara lemisne derech? V'derech lashen the kibbutz. Say v'hudata lohem es haderech yelchu ba. And not bo. Ask the Gemara. V'lahadisanya b'shiv'ah drachim botkin es hazav. We want to know if the zav maybe ate something or he jumped or he did other things that caused him to be a zav and therefore he wouldn't convey tuma. So it says Shiva on the male, Drachim. Bokin Zav. Nishne Sheva. Ask the Gemara. Well, you're right. Shiva Bavisne Derech, Vashon Derech, Ikre, Lashon Zachar. Well, Derech is not only in the Keva, Derech could be Zachar. Dixiv, Derech Echad Yetzu Elecha. Derech Echad, not Achas. Yisalecha. Uvi Shiva, Drachim, not Sheva. Yenuslofanecha. So first it sounds like Derech is the Keva. Now it says Derech is Zachar. Says Gemara, Yachi, wait a minute. Kashu kroya adadim, kashu namasiz adadim. We have a contradiction in psukim. Some psukim seem to say derech is zachar, some say derech is nekeva. We have contradiction in the mishnayos. Some mishnayos say derech is zachar, some say derech is nekeva. Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers kroya adad lo kashu hacha de betorah kai betorah kri belosh nekeva tchsev toras Hashem timima meshivas nafesh. The Torah is Timimah, not Tamim. And Meshivas Nafesh, not Meshiv Nafesh. So Torah is Nekeva. Kasab Lash Nekeva. Hasam Dibim Melchama Kai. The Darkah Shal Ishlas Melchama, the Darkah Shal Ishlas Melchama. Men fight in war and battle and not women. Go tell that to the female soldiers in the IDF. Men fight battles and not women. Darkah Shal Ishlas Melchama, the Darkah Shal Ishlas Melchama. Kasab Lash and Zachar. So, by Melchama, we write it in the language of Zachar. Okay, that answers the Psukim. B'derech Echad Yetzu Elecha V'Shiv Adarchim, that's war. That's by the men have the Derech do war. So use Lashon Zachar. What about the contradiction of Mishnayos? Masizna de Lokasha. Hacha by Kiddushin Lagabi Ishakoi. Tani Labi Lashon Nekeva. Shalosh Drachim. Hasam by Zav, Gilgabi Ishkai, the Dakash Ishli Badik, Vain Dakash Ishli Badik, the Ishnami Onas Matama. If the woman ate a certain spicy foods and then she bleeds, she's still a Zava. Right? It doesn't get her out of it. Or she jumps, it doesn't get her out of Tumas neither. The Ishnami Onas Matama, so Tani Belashin Zachar. So it says the Zav Lashin Zachar.
Rabbinu, I thought the Rabbinu Sidamar Shah, Torah Sashem Tamimah. The Marsha says, "The Chamusha Isha Meshiva says Nefesh Ayonik Kina Torah Meshiva Nasho shall call Harotze Linik Mimena."
Whoa! Wow! So just like the woman nurses the baby, so too Torah nurses Klal Yisrael. Torah Hashem Meshiva Meshiva. Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nefesh. Torah gives life. Torah gives life. Rav Mordechai is pointing out, how could I not have stopped there and talked about how Torah gives each one of us life every day, every morning. Gives us life. Torah is Hashem Tamim Meshivas Nefesh. Torah gives a person life. Gives a person chiyus. Gives a person a reason for living. Wow. Chosh peroishoy, yasok b'torah. Person has a headache, you should learn Torah. Torah heals you. Torah heals you. Okay, beautiful. Let's continue. So wait a second. My time atani shalosh mishum drachim nisnei. So you tell me the only reason shalosh because derech is nekeva lisnei dvarim v'nisnei shlosha like the rest of shas. And it's the gemara mishum debaylam nisnei kabaylam nisnei bia ubia ekri derech. Tichsev v'derech gever ba'alma, the way of a man with a woman kain derech isha mina efes. Says gemara, okay, that's only one hatenach bia. Kesef v'sham ekli meima says gemara mishum bia. The one says, well, no, well, Bia's got to be a derech. Says, well, v'chiptani tarti atuchada. You're going to use a language that applies to one. You're going to make the other two because of the one. Answer the Gemara, ha'nechanami tzorech bia nir. No. Kesef and shtar is ultimately to lead up to Bia. Also, so Kesef and shtar also have a shaychas with Bia. So they're also leading up to the Bia. That's the whole goal of marriage, to procreate, to have kids. And therefore, the language of derech makes sense by all three. That's one answer. How many Rabbi Shimoni? Why is he using the language of Derech? To teach us the din of Rabbi Shimon. Desanya. Send it to the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon. Omer. Rabbi Shimon teaches us. Mipnei ma'amar to ki yekach ish ishav lo kosav ki silokach ishalish. Meshadarko shalish l'chazar alisha. It's the way of the man to pay for the dates. Oh. Why did men get stuck with paying for the dates? Probably, I assume now in the secular world, like that doesn't happen. That's like, I'm sure now in the secular world, like the women have to share. Why does the man pick up the woman to go to the date? I'm sure it's not like that anymore in the secular world. But by us, why does the man keep? Why? It's the way of a man to look for a wife. Hashem took a bone out of the man and had the woman go find the bone. Mi chozer al mi, who looks for who? Baal aveda mechaz la aveda. So, the husband who lost the aveda, lost the bone, goes and looks. So it's derech of the man. So that's why he uses the word derech. Ask Gemar Vatanan. Vatanan, b'shiva drachim, botkin es hazav, lisnei dvarim. Ask Gemar Vatanan, kamashlon, the darka demichle yisera lasui deziva, eating too much, causes you to be hazav. V'darka derech. The Mishnah Yisrael see they ziva eat drinking too much. Ask more about this. In Bikurim, Esrog Shavalila Mishlosha Drachim, and Esrog is like a tree in three ways, namely it has din of Arla, like a fruit. And it has din of Ruvai, like a fruit. And the Chanata sprouting is Kaiveya, what year of the Shemitah, whether it's part of Shemitah or not, like a fruit, as opposed to a vegetable where you follow the harvesting. Lisnei devarim, why say drachim? Answer the Gemara Mishnah Debayin Misnei safe in the end. Ulayerek b'derech echad. As far as what year of Maaser is concerned, it follows the harvest like a vegetable. And Esrog follows the harvest like a vegetable. Ask the Gemara, okay, safe on Amin Yisrael Davar. So why doesn't it say safe in the end as well? Answer the Gemara Haslam Kamash Malan. Didarki de Esrog kiyerek. It's the way of an Esrog like a vegetable, not a fruit. My yerek darker the gadol kol mayim, just like it is the way of a vegetable, that it's not enough. It doesn't just grow with rainwater, and it does just grow with rainwater. You need to water it. Uvishas the kitasu usur, and therefore it follows the harvest as far as whether you give maaser sheni or maaser ani. One and two is maaser sheni. Year three is maaser ani. Four and five is maaser sheni. Six is maaser ani. So you follow the harvest like a vegetable, an esrog as well. Grows on, you need to water it. So to an esrog, followed, you need to water it. It doesn't just grow with rainwater alone. And therefore, when it comes to maaser, it follows the harvest like a vegetable. And therefore, in year one and two of its life, you're going to give Ma'aser Sheni year 3, Ma'aser Ani year 4 and 5, Ma'aser Sheni year 6, Ma'aser Ani. Rabosai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. You got your money's worth today, Rabosai. You got your